Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Dr. Ulysses Morgan, and I'm here today to thank God for Jesus and to thank God for those of you who have been tuning in and listening to this radio broadcast. I thank God for those of you who support this broadcast and those who listen to it. It is a blessing to others, and you don't really understand how you are ministering to others by supporting something that's causing them to be blessed. We thank God for that. We thank God for you. I'm here to tell you that God is looking down from heaven on you, and he's already supplying you with things that you didn't even ask for simply because you are a supporter. We thank God for that. Amen. I want you to know that. Glory to God. I stand on it. And also, amen, we thank God for this broadcast and being here at this time. And we are thankful of this past Sunday, which was Easter. And I know many of you were dressed, and you know, especially the children, and you went to church and, you know, worship God during that day. That is a very big worship day, and we thank God we're able to celebrate that day and celebrate, amen, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Amen. Which is what we're going to be talking about here on today. First of all, I'd like to say I thank God for my queen being with me tonight. My wife is here, and she's looking and listening on, and she may comment once or twice on what we are talking about here. Amen. But we just thank God that she is by my side and very help to me. Matter of fact, all that I do on the internet and Ustream, YouTube, and all of the others are possible through her, and we thank God for that. Glory to God. We want to go into the Word of God right now, and I'm going to ask you to get on the phone if you're not listening by phone, and call somebody. Let them know that this broadcast is on the air, and you may know somebody who God needs to touch, who's been praying, who needs an answer to prayer. And this broadcast just may do it, and you will be the recipient of a great blessing because you did not close this into yourself. You thought of someone else, and you caused them to be blessed. You cause them, you'll be surprised, amen, who God will put in your midst, and you can cause them to have great prosperity. You can cause them to be healed, delivered, just by phone call or just by letting them hear the Word of God or giving them to know this broadcast is on. I thank God for you. Amen. All right. Now, because we only have a limited amount of time here, we're going to go into the Word of God, and the topic that I'm going to be speaking on tonight is, it is finished. It is finished. And I'm going to be reading from Matthew, the 27th chapter, and I implore you to get a pencil and paper, jot your notes down, and you can even jot your questions down that you may want to send me, P.O. Box 492 in Cordial, Georgia, zip 31010. And we will be glad to answer those questions. Amen. And if you want a manuscript of what we're talking about, please jot us a line and let us know, and we'll give you an outline of this word. Amen. Now, I want to turn your attention to Matthew, the 27th chapter. Let's pray first. Father, we thank you for this broadcast and for those who are listening to this broadcast. And we thank you for touching them in such a mighty way through the Word of God. I ask, dear God, that you anoint me now by the Holy Spirit, that your power will go forth through these airways, O God. In whichever media they are listening to me by, that your power will touch them, quicken their body in such a powerful way that they will know that it is you, God, and be blessed by it. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew, the 27th chapter, And the 39th verse is where we're going to start from. And we're going to be talking about Jesus being crucified. I know that there were many sermons about that on yesterday. You've heard so many, but I want to give you a version here that I have experienced and God has given to me through my prayers to bring forth. I've preached that message, and especially the crucifixion, for Easter's gone by many years. But right now, I feel like there is a different revelation that God wants somebody to hear tonight, and we're going to bring it forth. We read here and understand that Jesus now has been gone through Judgment Hall, and he is now getting ready to be crucified. Now, what we need to understand is a lot of times we criticize the people who did that, but we must know that it was the will of God. Please jot that down. The crucifixion of Christ was the will of God. No matter how cruel it may seem, no matter how degrading it may be, it was the will of God. Amen. The thing that we must understand is that the people who caused it to happen to be the ones, but they chose to be the ones to bring him to this state. So when Jesus put the ear of the servant of the high priest back on that Peter cut off, he turned to Peter to let Peter know that, Peter, this is the will of God. If you stop these men, you stop your blessing. Amen. And so we must understand that. Now let's take up from the 39th verse, and it says, "And they that passed by railed him, wagging their heads, and saying, Thou that destroyed the temple, and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe him." Amen. We will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. Amen. Now, notice what happened. I'm going to pause here and give you an understanding that Jesus came to set a pattern for you and I in this earth. And if you want to know where your life is in Christ, look at the pattern of the life that Jesus lived. Now, Jesus had to be crucified in order to be glorified. One of the cruelest part of crucifixion is ridicule. The Bible said that when they passed by, they railed him. They wagged their heads. Amen. They mocked him. Okay. The chief priests, the preachers, glory to God, mocked him. The scribes, those that knew the law, the elders of the church, they mocked him. And they said, others he has saved, but himself he cannot save. If he be what he said he is, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe him. You trust in God, let him deliver him now. Amen. Mocking him. Now, this is Jesus. This is the Son of God. This is the man. Watch this now, what I'm about to tell you. This is the man who had power on earth. The Bible said one time that he could call angels down and deliver him if he wanted to. This is Jesus, glory to God, a powerful man. But he, watch this, was limited in what he could do at this time. Now, a lot of times we talk about Jesus not being limited. Amen. There are unlimited possibilities with him. But right now in this stage, he was limited to what he could do if he wanted to fulfill the will of God for his life in blessing us. Amen. He had a limitation. And so what happened was is that even though he was the Son of God and they saw the miracles and they saw the blessings and they saw the dead raised and they saw the blind eyes open and they heard and felt the teachings of the Word of God, amen. One writer said, didn't our hearts burn after the words that he talked? Well, this man talked with authority, glory to God, and we've never seen it on this wise. We saw demons submit to him. We saw people being delivered from demons. And now he is in a position where now he has to take a ridicule. This is a form of persecution. If you are going to be glorified by Christ, you have to go through a form of persecution. And that persecution has to come by people who you trusted, people who were close to you, people who you knew. That persecution has to come. It didn't come, amen, this persecution didn't come from foreigners. It didn't come from Hittites or Amorites. It didn't come from Cyrenians. It came from his own people, glory to God. The people in whom he was trying to save, amen, the people whom he was trying to bless. Glory to God. And I thank God that now I was a part of this scenario. I was a part of this. Had he retaliated, amen, in some way, then he would have probably voided the blessings that we are experiencing now in this earth. Amen. We cry. We get upset. We get mad. We get angry at what people say about us at times. The thing you must understand is, such as Jesus, if it is not true, then don't worry about it. But when you are persecuted and when you are ridiculed, what you must understand is you are on your way to a resurrection. You are on your way to be restored, to be brought up. You are on your way to a miracle blessing. Glory to God. Amen. So you don't have to retaliate when people criticize you. You don't have to retaliate when they call your names. Amen. You don't have to retaliate when that thing happens because God is in the midst. It was the will of God that these people crucified him, said what they said, because he was dying for the sins of the world, and yet even that persecution was going to cause him, amen, to be glorified. We must understand that. I know what I've been there, glory to God. And you must understand this. I want you to understand what is happening. I'm going to read a little further here now. And it says, amen, 44th verse, 27th Matthew, the thief also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in their teeth. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour, darkness. Watch this. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And how many of us have been in that situation before? Well, we ask God, where are you? God, where are you? He told Isaiah to tell the children of Israel, amen, at one time when they asked that question, he said, I was with you all the while. When he brought them out, when he blessed them, when he did what he did, amen, he had to come back and answer their question. He said, y'all was looking for me. Wasn't nothing happening? You didn't have this. You didn't have that. And it seems like I had forsaken you, but I hadn't. I was with you all the while. Glory to God. And I'm here to tell you, I don't care how you feel right now and what's happening in your life, God is with you all the while. If you give him your faith, glorify him, give him your heart, give him your mind, he will be with you. You don't have to retaliate. He said, vengeance is mine, I shall repay, saith the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. He asked his father. Now, we do get to that state as human beings where we ask the question. Jesus was the Son of God, and he asked that question. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Which means that you have. But why? Puzzle with this. Glory to God. Setting the example to let us understand and know that there are times when we feel like asking that same question to God. 47 says, some of them that stood there, when they heard this, said, this man cried for Elisha. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let us see whether Elisha will come and save him. Okay? They're trying to hurry his death up. Glory to God. Now, 50. When Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yield up the ghost. Amen. And behold, the veil in the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the grave after his resurrection and went to the holy city and appeared unto many. After his resurrection, which gives me to understand that Jesus went into the pits of hell, preached the word of God, came back in his resurrection with those who died, who the enemy had the keys and the power of death and hell. But when they heard the gospel, amen, they followed Jesus, and the Bible says they came back and got into the graves, and that mortality then put on immortality. And this was the reason, amen, now, watch this, now all that persecution had happened. It was worth it. It was worth it. There were people who were in hell, were in a sense praying, thanking him that he didn't retaliate, that he went through with the persecution, glory to God, because it caused them to be brought out of hell into a glorious place. And I'm here to tell you, he was wounded for our transgressions. Amen. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. God brought us out. If my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, amen, and seek my face, then when I hear from heaven, I will heal their lands. Amen. Forgive their sins and heal their land. Amen. He brought them out. He forgave sins of many that came out, all because of the persecution and the crucifixion that was necessary for us to be where we are today, and not only where we are, but where he is going to take us. Amen. So my point is, don't you think that God has left you? Don't you think that what you're going through is the end? He's made you the head and not the tail. The Bible declared that your latter is going to be greater than your former. Amen. We're all waiting on this. I'm waiting on this. Amen. And then he told Jeremiah, I will hasten my word to perform it, and no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that lifted up itself against you, thou shalt condemn. Glory to God. You are the people of God in which he died for. Amen. Do you have anything you want to add to that? Okay. I want to go and read similarly from St. Mark 21. Amen. And let's see here. Okay. Well, let's go on to, because I want to get to the point where Jesus declared that it was finished. Amen. And had it wrote down here, John 9:23, I believe it is. Let me turn to it, and we can go from there. Let's see here. I'm sorry, John 19:23. So I hope you're getting what we're talking about here, because I want to encourage you, amen, as to what God wants us to experience in this life. John 19, amen, and I'm going to be reading from the 28th verse. And after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, he had fulfilled the word. He was the living word. Amen. When they parted his garments and the centurion soldiers cast lots for it, the Bible said that it was a fulfilling of the scripture, which gives us to understand that even in days of old, prophecy was given as to what was going to happen, and God had to fulfill it. There have been prophecies that have been given to you of what God's going to do. And if your heart and your mind is right, God will fulfill it. No weapon formed can stop it. Amen. But he says here, glory to God, all things were now accomplished that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Saith our thirst. Now there was some set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled the sponge with vinegar and put it upon a hyssop and put it to his mouth. Now watch this. 30th verse says, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Now, this is the point I wanted to get to, because when Jesus said, it is finished, that sealed the promise that he had made for those that were there then who served God and for us who were not there at that time. He said, now it is finished. In other words, all the suffering, the persecution, and all they went through is finished. There comes a time in your life when you have to say and believe that what you have gone through is finished. It comes a time when an end has to come to all of the enemy's works against you. The end has to come. Jesus said, it is finished. It is finished for me, and I have paved the way for those who were not even born now. Amen. You and I have finished it for them as well. Glory to God. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I have paid the price. I have paid the cost, and therefore there is nothing that they need to pay for. I've done it, and their blessing, their miracle, their salvation is wrapped up in what I did, and all they have to do is believe. Amen. Believe. Amen. Believe. Glory to God. I've got a little tag in my car hanging off of my radio knob, and all it says is believe. And I'm going to keep that tag there until the vision that God has given me is fulfilled, and I'm going to keep it there after that so my children, my grandchildren from generations to come can read that one word, believe. If you believe, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to persuade you that nothing good is going to happen for you from this point on. And he is such a persuader. He persuaded the snake to take on the task of deceiving Eve. Glory to God. Look how many others he persuaded. Glory to God. And he's trying to persuade you that God is not with you, that you won't be blessed, that you will not be restored, that you will not be brought up. If you love God and your heart is right with God, and that's what he looks at your heart, glory to God, he looks at your heart because true praises comes from the heart. If it comes from your heart, he is saying to you, believe what I have done.
Amen.
And if you believe it, I'm working it out for you right now. I'm fixing it right now. I'm putting people in your past right now. No, it only takes one person. One person can come to your door tomorrow morning and turn your whole situation right side up. Yep, one person. One person can put you at the head. Oh, God. One person can make your life abundantly grateful. Oh, yes. God can touch. God can give you favor. God can do it. But he said, it is finished. So, you know, I feel those, somebody that's listening to me, this is good for you. And I say to you, even tonight, if you pray tonight, even while I'm talking, even when this broadcast is going off, keep in your mind and keep saying it and put it on your tongue and keep saying it is finished. Every time the enemy tries to persuade you or slap you with a situation, a persecution of some type, glory to God, just tell and remind him what Jesus said. It is finished. It comes a time when I come out of this dilemma. I'm coming out of it. I'm coming out of this mess. Such as Lazarus, when he came out of the grave. Amen. He came out when Jesus came. Jesus was never late. He was never late. He could never be late. Amen. There's nothing that he could be late about that he couldn't restore. And I'm here to tell you, he's never late in your situation. Glory to God. He can do it for you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God.
Pastor, I'd just like to say very quickly that no storm lasts always. And at some point, God will cause your storm. He will cause it before peace be still in the midst of a storm. And I just want to keep you all encouraged that, like Pastor said, if you just believe, and that brought me to the scripture, so is a man thinking, so is he.
Oh, yeah.
So if you believe, God has already proven. He has nothing else to prove to us. He's not going to come back and die for us again. So we have to believe that all that he did it for our good. And if we hold on to that, no matter what, you have to believe God when you're up. You have to believe God when you're down.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to believe the word of God. So we need to praise God at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Continually praise him at all times. And we will overcome whatever we're going through. It's already a done deal. Sometimes God allows us to go through situations.
Mm-hmm.
Not because he hadn't already worked it out, but because we aren't ready to walk into it.
All right.
So we just want to thank God. I thank God for the word today, and I pray that something that has been said will continue to encourage you.
Right.
In whatever storm that you're in, just always remember that no storm lasts always.
All right. Let me say this before our time get away. Jesus, that was so true, dear, but Jesus was a man of integrity. He was a high-profile person. He was a man of love. He was a man who people knew. And for them to let him let them treat him in that manner took something.
Yes.
He was degraded in the public's eye. But what the public didn't understand, he was still the same man on the cross as he was when he was raising the dead. What's wrong with a lot of people? Why? Amen. That we see things and think that God is degraded. Jesus was never degraded. He went through all of that. But he was the same powerful Jesus that he was when he raised the dead than he was when he was on the cross. We must understand that principle. God is good. Our time is gone. P.O. Box 492 in the city of Cordele, Georgia. Cordele. Amen. Zip code is 31010. We'd love to hear from some of you who have just tuned in with us. Amen. This may be your first time hearing this broadcast, and I've known that we've got people, amen, in Kentucky and other places, in other states, And I hope that this broadcast has blessed you tremendously and given you something to take to somebody else in whom God may lay on your heart to hear this message. Go to Facebook. Amen. My wife is going to put it on there, and you can re-listen to this message on Facebook. Amen. Under my name. Amen. Also, visit us on Genesis International under my name. Glory to God. And we thank God for you. And until next Monday at the same time, amen. This is Dr. Morgan saying God bless you and God keep you is my prayer. Amen.